This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Federal prosecutors opened their case against Martha Stewart today. Stewart and her stockbroker are accused of lying to prosecutors about her sale of 5,000 shares of ImClone stock back in 2001. Martha Stewart's lawyer told the jury that she's innocent. He defended his client as a self-made businesswoman who's been ridiculed for trying to do things well. NPR's Jim Zaroli was at the federal courthouse in Manhattan today. Jim, did we learn anything new about the evidence against Stewart?
Basically, the government just laid out the entire case against her and Peter Bukanovic. Prosecutor Karen Seymour said, this is a case of obstruction. This is a case of fabricating evidence. The government says basically that Stewart got some inside information about ImClone stock going down. She sold her 5,000 shares. The government said she was later worried about being accused of insider trading, so she and Peter Bukanovic concocted this phony story that they had a pre-existing arrangement to sell the stock if it fell below $60. Now, they say that Stewart did this, made up the story, not because she was worried about taking a loss on the stock. You know, it wasn't that much money for someone of her wealth. But she knew that if she got in legal trouble, it would be bad publicity. It would just devastate her company. And, you know, most of her wealth is tied up in her company's stock.
Was there much detail about what kind of defense the lawyers in the case are likely to mount?
Yeah, there was. Basically, Stewart's lawyer, Robert Morvillo, says there's nothing to the charges. Both he and Peter Bukanovic's lawyer said, you know, the pair really did have this arrangement to sell the stock if it fell below $60. Bukanovic's lawyer said Bukanovic had been trying to get her to sell ImClone. She'd already sold 50,000 shares, and she told him, I'll sell the last few shares if it falls anymore, and it did. They sold. It wasn't a formal stop-loss order, so there aren't any documents. It's more like an informal arrangement that they had.
Doug Faniel, who's Peter Bukanovic's assistant, is said to be one of the chief witnesses. I'm sure his name came up today.
Yeah, oh, very much so, yeah. He's likely to be the star witness, I think, in this trial. Faniel's the one who processed the trade. He talked to Martha Stewart right before the sale. He told her Sam Waxel's family was selling their ImClone shares. He also says he was pressured by Bukanovic to back up their version of events. So you can expect to see him thoroughly grilled by the lawyers. Already today, Bukanovic's lawyer said Faniel was fixated on Martha Stewart and that he volunteered the information about the Waxels selling their stock. Nobody told him to do it. He said Faniel was inexperienced and young, and he was overwhelmed by what was happening to ImClone. And the lawyers also hinted that, you know, he has an incentive to lie because the prosecutors will give him a lighter sentence if this case goes, if Stewart is convicted and if he testifies. So I think Faniel's in for a pretty rough time.
This case has drawn an incredible amount of press coverage with a clutch of reporters outside the courthouse. Jim, what was it like inside the courtroom today?
In a word, it was crowded. This is one of the biggest courtrooms in the federal courthouse, room 110, and there still wasn't enough room. I left for the trial 2 hours ahead of time today, and I just barely got a seat. A lot of big name media personalities like Barbara Walters, Dominic Dunn were there, and you know that even with them in the room, the biggest star was still Martha Stewart. When I during the breaks in the statements today, you could barely see because everybody was standing up in the courtroom so they could kind of watch to see what Martha Stewart was doing. And, you know, she wasn't really doing much of anything except sitting there talking to her lawyers.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.